I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. China's quake death toll is at 2,000 and rising. A series of strong quakes crushed an impoverished region in western China where WorldServe Ministries works. WorldServe's Chief Operations Officer Daniel Lubry.
We have about 20 house churches that were completely destroyed, and we have about 250 Christian families that have been involved in those churches that were all personally affected as well.
WorldServe mobilized a crisis team immediately, and they'll remain long after the others leave.
They're there, still able to minister to the people, not only meeting their physical needs and helping them to rebuild, but to be able to share the love of Christ, be the hands and feet of Christ.
Next, young people just aren't what they used to be, but this time it's a good thing. David Shibley of Global Advance says there seems to be a shift away from materialism.
I think that there is a reassessment among young people that life, as Jesus said, really does not consist in the abundance of things that a person possesses. I think it's a fresh renunciation of materialism as the essence of life.
Pray that God would use this generation in big ways and consider supporting a young missionary. And despite the chaos in Haiti, 240 young people attended a youth conference sponsored by AMG International. The theme this year was Young People Serve the Lord. Worship and teaching each night was followed by prayer meeting at 4:30 every morning. Teachers led studies on health, biblical studies, social behavior, marriage, and law. It was really an equipping moment to prepare the young people to take care of their future while they're serving the Lord. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Haiti's earthquake devastated the country. One Hope is making available a free DVD, Haiti, A New Dawn Arises. You'll be moved by the hope that's found in Christ through One Hope's Book of Hope. Get your free DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.